Didn't you fucking shame Danny Brown into giving you shoes?
No, that was a TV.
Oh, a TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay. When I first moved here, something had happened with my shit being shipped and I ain't had no TV. And I asked Danny Brown, could I come stay at his house? Because it's hard for me to fall asleep with no TV. And he's like, man, I'll buy you a TV. Yeah, like, that's nothing. And I was like, all right, well, let's go right after the show. Let's go get the TV. You
call him on it?
Like, yeah. Okay. I was like,
don't just say you'll do it.
Right, let's go do it. And so he never bought the TV. And then the next time I saw him, he's like, nigga, I got plenty of TVs. I'll just get you one. I'm like, I don't
want. Yeah, you keep talking about it. Right, where's my TV, bro?
Where's my TV, yeah. So I always fuck with him about, I got a TV now. So we good. But I always fuck with him about that.
Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. My name is Ari Shaffir. On today's episode, yep, that's right, I'm finishing off this fucking area that I'm doing intros on. On today's episode, Hans Kim and David Lucas join me in Hans Kim's room, where I don't fuck up the recording. Everything worked out quite well. Went to their house. They live better than I do. That's what you get when you live in Austin. I did 2 weeks of podcasts in Austin. This one, and then another one with Brian Simpson coming up. Fun episode. We just talked about getting free shit. Call it freebies. Something that's not free, however, is my tour, where you can see me. Pittsburgh. This starts in January. Pittsburgh. Where am I going? Hold on. Let me do this right. Pittsburgh. Salt Lake City. Tampa. Key West. Seattle, no, Denver, Seattle, Vancouver, San Jose, back home, the Beacon, skiing in the Alps, UK, Europe. We'll see what's on sale. But anyway, check out these guys' podcasts, and that's it, you guys. I don't know. I got merch that's up for sale. There it is. I'll do drops later, but here's the merch. I got Shabbos Goy, two different Shabbos Goy t-shirts. Check out the link at the bottom of the screen to get those. Two different Shabbos Goy t-shirts. If you want to show that you're an ally to the Jewish community, there's only one way to do it. It's saying, especially with all this Kanye stuff, you guys. Everyone's like, oh, who hates the Jews? Who hates the Jews? The least you could do to help the Jews is when one of them can't turn their light on Shabbos, on the Sabbath, you can be their Shabbos Goy. If you see my special, you know what I'm talking about. That's a very small amount of stuff you can do to show that you're an ally to the Jewish community. That you would, if asked, can you please turn my light on or off, my air conditioning on or off? You'll be a Shabbos Goy, the highest level of Goy. And right now, you can show that you're an ally and not anti-Semitic by getting a Shabbos Goy t-shirt. That's right. Go to my site right now. Get your own Shabbos Goy t-shirt. There's also yarmulkes from the special. I was at Ari Shaffir's bar mitzvah on one side, Ari Shaffir Jew on the other side. It's got the date, the special in Hebrew. It's the original special that got canceled by the LA Lakers. That date. But that's there. And then limited edition risograph prints. Very limited edition. They'll never be reproduced. And psychedelic playing cards. That's right. The suits are mushrooms. Acid, weed, and DMT. Guess who the king of mushrooms is? This guy, Ari Shaffir. That's available. That's my merch right now, plus the cat shirts and much else. But if you order right now, you can get, hopefully, I think, you can still get them in time for Hanukkah. That's right. In time for Hanukkah. Get your own Shabbos Goy t-shirt. They'll be sent in time for Hanukkah or Christmas. All these things will be sent in Christmas. Those psychedelic playing cards are fun to play with. You should get some. Get everything. Help support me and wear yourself proud with your own Ari Shaffir shirt. All these profits go to me. That's it. Let's start the episode, you guys. Freebies with David Lucas and Hans Kim. Starts now. Nothing's ever worse than working noticed. Freelance now, yeah, I guess you earned it. Life is only wishing we could love.
Level up, you've got to make a bonus. Mystic staring at his phone for oneness. Silver or black mirror, what's the difference? Imitation always gets a bad rep, man. Witch's brew had me on the first sip, man.
White people look more like monkeys than me. Like, you kind of have a monkeyish look.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Like, no. The one
like
from
a black gibbon.
Like, yeah, like the one from Jumanji. You know the one from Jumanji?
Let me think.
When that little boy turned into that monkey, you kind of look like him.
Okay.
Well, that was a white guy that turned into a monkey.
There so. We go. You yeah. There's no movies with niggas turned into monkeys.
There's no movies. Yeah, because you're already there.
But oh think about
we
how
we do turn into dogs. White people turn into dogs.
Yeah, that's what y'all smell like when y'all get sweaty.
Listen, I've tried that so many times. A wet dog.
Yeah,
and I'll smell a wet dog when Bandit gets wet. I'll like, let me smell you. But
nah, that's racist stuff. Black people say white people don't smell like wet dogs.
I've never really quite been able to get there. Almost.
It's just racist, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's just musky. Weird. It's like a dampness.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A little.
Yeah.
But it's like you're saying wet dogs smell like wet humans. Or wet dogs smell like regular humans.
Only way I can see a white person smelling different from a black person is because of their diet.
Because of their diet.
Yeah, like yeah. That would be the only reason you would like if we ate the same diet. I feel like we'd smell the same,
dude. Well, he had an Indian friend in college, and he reeked of curry. He just came out of him. Hold on, put your mic. Throw it in for a second. Forgot I gotta do this.
Okay. What does that do?
It's so that she hears all like a loud spike.
You can match it up visually.
Yeah, and then when there's a spike on the camera, that audio, you can just put it right there. Yeah. Look at all. Am I in that camera? That one.
Oh,
can you look for me?
You have a woman edit your podcast?
Yeah, you and Hans have been like
this. I'm all on. This is all in.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You and Hans.
So what problem did I do a DIY 10 times? I'm like, am I recording?
Yeah.
Yep.
It sucks when you do it all and it didn't record.
Yeah.
Dude, I've done that so many times. Plus, don't tell Brian yet, but like his mic fucking went, I don't know when it went out. But by the end, it was not recording. I turned it off, it was already off. I should just buy new batteries every fucking thing. But I'm like, no, this can go a bunch.
Luckily, he's loud enough where it picks up.
He is loud enough.
That's why I don't really do podcasts with more than just me.
Why?
Because it gets expensive.
Yeah.
Multiple cameras.
I pay you guys too.
Oh, that's how much?
$250.
Lying.
What?
Today?
Yeah.
Wow.
You believe in
Venmo? What do you mean? Okay, what do you mean today? You mean for this? What do you mean like you'll get it today?
We get it today.
Yeah, you get it today.
Oh, I
well, you
I
got
know.
Bills.
You
got to
make it to an hour though.
You know,
you gotta pay child.
You know, Ari always be fucking with me, dog. So I don't even know.
First of all, I would never lie about money.
You ain't never lied. Did you shoot, Mark?
What does it shoot out?
Salt.
Yeah.
What do you mean salt? Nothing comes out of this.
Bro, yes it do. This man is...
Oh.
This man is crazy. Yeah. You going to put some... This is crazy.
Would that hurt?
A little bit.
It will hurt?
Yeah, not too bad.
Nah.
Did it hurt?
Give me the bottle. Nah.
It might be out of salt. It's for flies, dog.
For flies?
Don't get this man no real. You don't own a real gun, I can tell.
Dude, if I had a real gun, I would not. You have to be a responsible gun owner.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
I can tell. Bro, look. The way I act with toy guns is the way I act with my real gun. You know what I'm saying? Like for real, dog. Because I never want to practice bad habits.
Who's that chick who got shot through the window?
In the hood?
Breonna Taylor.
Breonna Taylor. She didn't get shot through the window.
Through
the wall, yeah.
Through the wall. The guy was outside, right? Just fucking firing the wall.
Well, if you go watch the video, it's pretty much like this.
There was a video of that one?
Yeah. I watched
these
the whole
cops
thing.
Are fucked.
I mean, but here's the thing, bro.
I thought he was like, we got the wrong place.
Breonna Taylor wasn't as innocent as...
She was completely innocent.
No, bro.
She was in the house next door.
Guilty by association, bro.
What is it? The housing project?
No. Her car was part of the investigation. Her car was in... Her ex. She rented a car that they found, I think, drugs in that she rented in her name that her ex-drug dealer boyfriend used. Her apartment was on the warrant because it had been used... to receive drug paraphernalia. That was Not
She was in the house. In my head, I had it as I went to 973 Tucker Lane, and it was like, "What? This isn't it." And then I just shot it at 971 Tucker Lane.
No. So I think they knocked on the door. Forgive me, internet. I know y'all are gonna scrutinize me if I f it up, but I think they knocked on the door. Her boyfriend, who she was dating at that time, bust out of the bedroom with a gun, I believe, and they started shooting at him, and then she got hit in the crossfire.
Oh, interesting.
That's why they're saying the no-knock warrants are so... I mean, because, dog, I mean...
They busted into his house.
Yeah.
They didn't ever say they were police.
Like, I don't know, somebody busted in. I'm going to shoot.
I mean, I sleep hard, bro. I might not hear you knocking, and if you just bust in, I might pick up my gun and start shooting.
Yeah, like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You're in my home.
But it's more fun that way.
No-knock warrants are more fun. I would like, the best way I want to serve a warrant is rappel through a stained glass window.
Boondock, you know? Saints.
Or just...
Yeah, just come down and... Just,
or... I get it.
Eliminated. What?
I get it. Police like the element of surprise. And I mean,
sure,
if,
does.
If you think about people who hang in the hood and criminals, like they do drugs. You know what I'm saying? So... between the hours of 3 and I'd say 6 a.m., they're probably coming down off of whatever they were on.
3 to 6 a.m. is the right time.
Right. Because
there's a chance at 6 a.m. they could be doing a day job to please their mom. Like getting up for that. Between 3 and 6 is a rough. I'd say between 4 and 6.
4 and 6. Because they're coming down off of whatever they were on.
Coming down, yeah.
They're coming down.
5:15 is the perfect time to serve.
Yeah, it is. Or just wait till they come out the door.
Can I tell you something horrible, Breonna Taylor?
What's that?
Not horrible, but I don't read the news. I stopped reading the news years ago. I stay away from it. If I see it on, I look away. So I just miss a lot of news stories, which is great. Most of them I don't need to see. So when I heard about Breonna Taylor, I didn't hear about it. I just saw Reggie Conquest post a picture of this woman and said, "Today's her birthday. Say her name." And I was like, I want to be like, "Oh, tell your chick happy birthday, man." I'm so glad it is.
That's hilarious.
Seems like something Reggie could get.
Hey, you want me to tell you what my first interaction with Ari was?
No.
Why not?
It's not going to be great.
It's not the worst.
Okay.
It was. I was brand new on Kill Tony, and he walks out butt-ass naked on the stage. in the main room at the Comedy Store. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Someone get this guy a gun.
Everybody was laughing, so I'm like, okay, everybody knows who the fuck he is.
Casual,
like,
male nudity. Yeah, I'm like,
I'm out of the loop because Tony's laughing his ass off, and
black people hate casual male nudity.
That shit gay.
I mean. No, because, dog, I'm gay enough to say, I'm straight, though, but I'm gay enough to say that every time I see a man, if I'm sitting down, I look at his dick area.
Especially old boomers who, tuck in their pants.
I look at the dick area, bro.
You have to.
What for?
I don't know why. I just do.
It's interesting.
There's a lot of information there.
Yeah.
I like to compare myself to other men, I think.
That's where they put their guns.
You ever see a really misshapen dick?
Yeah, when they're old and they stuff it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. When it's stuffed.
What? What do you mean stuffed?
When old men stuff it in them tiny ass whiteies.
Oh, stuff it into something.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm telling you, I've seen Naked Roast Battle, and 9 out of 10 of those guys just have beyond nothing presentable. Like arrow cocks with little tiny.
And who's fucking them?
Hopefully
maybe
no
one. They're growers.
Nah, dude.
But you can't grow that much if you got this, dog. Like, how much you really growing?
Dude, I was in the bath once. I'll take a bath once in a while. And I was on my back in the water, and it was all head. No shaft.
It's all
head.
Wrinkled. Yeah, it's
I
like
was
a
just
fucking
looking at
slinky.
I was trying not to move, because I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. It looked like a Super Mario Brother one before it went away.
Yeah, the mushroom.
Yeah.
Or the Koopas. Yeah, it's amazing how small dicks can get. Everyone talks about how big it can get, but it's also amazing how compact.
Yeah, bro, I've been real cold, and I'm like, what the fuck has happened to my...
Will it ever grow again?
Have you ever heard of a guy who's like, I can't get laid, my dick's too small?
No.
You know, you never heard of
No, but
that?
But you know what's crazy? The statistics...
You're going to block it?
Statistics show that...
It's in the shot.
Oh, yeah, it's in the shot, but it's behind us at least.
Statistics show that women who are in a relationship with men with above average penises cheat on them with men with smaller penises.
Interesting.
Yeah.
First of all,
When you say statistics show, you've just heard that, right? You
haven't. It was some article I was reading. Yeah.
Okay.
Just I want to
see statistics of the people who quote statistics that they have not seen.
Statistics show that.
That sounds smart.
This is how the world is.
David Taylor had this theory that guys will cheat on women, like famous guys will cheat on. They'll get hot chicks. They're famous, but they'll cheat with women that they thought they could get when their sexuality became a thing. So before they became famous,
yeah.
So like, I can see like that. Robin Williams, he would fuck models, but he would cheat with like sixes because he was just this guy named Rob Williams, you know.
Yeah,
that was attainable.
That's who you think you can get.
And it's also, like being from the hood and you still like church's chicken.
Yeah, and you couldn't afford a church's chicken, but now that
you got church's money.
Yeah, but like, also, bro,
shit, gotta go down. You've been
in LA quite a bit, and you were lived there. Yeah, and I lived there, and so there's this thing about LA where everybody wants to get a hot bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then you get that hot bitch and you find out she has zero substance.
Zero. It's the fucking lie of LA.
Yeah.
It's the lie of LA. And like, there could be one that's hot that has a lot of substance. It's like, that's it. That's the dragon everyone's chasing.
Right.
And then you go, well, what about some actress? She's cool. And then you realize she's actually not cool.
She got all the problems in the world.
She's putting on airs for everybody. She's actually... If she's showing you that she's cool, she's the worst piece of shit. Anyone who's like, no, some actors are okay. I know an actor is okay. I'd be like, they're a dumb piece of shit. They're phonies. No matter who says it. I have famous friends. And they're always like, no, I met this one guy who's cool. He's like, he's cool to you because you're famous.
Right.
That guy sucks a dick and I've never met him. Every actor sucks. Every actor sucks.
And then in LA, you got to compete with the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Clippers.
Yep.
The Rams.
Yep.
The best musicians.
Yeah, the best musicians. Random Armenian dudes with a lot of money.
Ray Marvos. Fix your fucking hood.
Arm and Hammer.
Bro, you got to compete with so much in LA. Is it
producers?
Yes.
You think Harvey Weinstein was only raping? He was getting some on the books.
Oh, yeah. you got like, when a girl moves to LA, if she's hot, you got about 2 weeks to get her before she gets treated.
You got to get her off the bus.
You got to get her strict
but
right off.
Problem is off the bus, she's still got that family rape drama. You know, yeah. She hasn't like Minnesota. Shaken that yet.
And now with social media, they already moving to LA with sugar daddies.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't you have it hooked up? It's like go move into a town, like a regular person not having a job lined up. Why would you do that?
Yeah, get a dick. Rent a dick to go.
Yeah. How was it trying to score in I don't know, Phnom Penh, wherever you're from?
Where
are you from, for real?
I spent 3 years in New York before the pandemic, and then 5 years in Seattle before that. And
where are you from, though? Where'd you get raised?
Seattle, mostly. Yeah, but it wasn't really easy to get laid there. Women there
they're
are
into
sort of,
black guys.
They're like...
No, really?
Yeah, all them white chicks.
They're liberals, and they don't feel anything through their pussies. They just get angry. They're in their heads too.
That's
much.
Funny.
I love whenever people go to LA, they're like, women here do whatever, and you want to be like, no, you just can't get laid.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody had a bit about how dating is hard in LA.
It's not hard.
Yeah. No, you're 24.
You have no money.
You got your expectations.
But
are
also
too high.
What I can say about LA, bro, when I moved to LA, bro, I never met so many women. They might not have been the best looking women, but a lot of women like I was taken care of, like until that before I got successful.
Sugar mamas,
bro. Yes. Even my age sugar mamas.
They took care of you?
Yes. Credit cards, cars. Yeah.
Why? They figured you'd steal it anyway.
I don't. It's just. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
That's just a love language in LA. It like, is, I love you.
Wait, how'd you find him?
Just randomly, bro. Like, I remember.
Did she pay for anything?
Nah, hell no. Nah. She looked like she paid for something.
No.
She was over there calculating the day. She was like, you make enough to where in 8 months we can get a house.
I make enough to where in 8 months we can get a house. How'd you just change tense from singular to plural?
Yeah.
In the middle of that sentence, you just changed from singular to plural.
She was like, we can get a house. Because I said, yeah, I'm going to save up next year. So when you get a house, she said, no, you can do it in less than that.
Wow, fuck it.
I'm not buying a house until Ari Shaffir buys a house.
Yeah, I went to Fahim's place. I was like, you got a house?
Fahim Anwar?
Better than you. This place? You guys live way better than me.
We're renting.
I live in New York, though.
I rent, too, bro. New York. But yeah, this is the first girl I've dated who didn't cake on me.
That's a term?
Cake, like, yeah, caking.
Take.
No, caking. Cake.
Like,
that's like
easiest.
Wait, no, caking. I mean, like, spending, giving, you know, credit card.
Oh, she card. Doesn't have her own card? She
no, I'm saying this is the cook. First girl who didn't cake on me.
She doesn't like, yeah.
All the other girls caked on me. Like,
is that a thing? I've like never.
Hey, Hans, you have this where you like learn a new black term? And you just feel like, oh, I'm in the know.
You ain't never heard that?
I can't wait to use it. Yeah.
You ain't never heard that? Caking?
I'm going to make my white friends.
Nah, fam. Yeah, but mostly every other girl like caked on me.
Wait, bro. How'd you get that? How'd you hook that up?
Bro, I had, before I was dating her, I was dating this African girl whose parents owned a hotel chain in Kenya, and bro, she gave me like probably like 60 bands.
What? 60 yeah. grand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she offered to buy me a fucking car and a house, and I was like,
what were you offered?
I
should have been like, she bought me a house and a car.
No, I know I didn't like her like that, and I knew that house would come. I know that house would come with some bullshit.
Come with the price.
Yeah, I let her buy me that house. I might get killed, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Usually, money goes from America to Africa, but you're taking money out of Africa.
Yeah, I was doing a service for all the people that got scammed by those Nigerians.
Yeah, you're the prince
who won the Nigerian lottery.
Yeah, you're the prince. You got the Nigerian headdress.
Hilarious.
American prince.
Wait, did you get them just to start paying for you? What is that?
So, bro, basically what it is, dog, is you
just having a dream.
You so the
you just woke her up.
The key to having a sugar mama or a cake mama is finding a girl who likes you way more
than
you like her. Way, way more. To where she's obsessed, wanna come to your house all the time. Want to do this, and you start with shit small. Like, she'll be like, let's go do this, and I'll be like, oh, I would, but I ain't got no gas.
Start small. Oh, well, I'll just get some gas.
Yeah, I'll get you some gas. Well,
how much you need? 2 gallons?
Oh, yeah, yeah, $50, you know. And then, like, so the African chick, I would be like, oh, I had money at this time. I was starting to make money, but she'd be like, oh, what you need? Like, I asked for something small, and she'd send like $1,000. I'm like, I got me one.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I asked for something that maybe cost $150, she'd send $1,000. I'm like, oh. Yeah, got me one.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
That's how you make love in capitalist society.
Yeah, so she'd send like $1,000, and then it's like, they gave me a credit card, and I'm like, what the?
She gave you a credit card?
Yeah.
With like a limit on it? What is it?
I don't know what the limit was. I was just swiping it unlimitedly, bro. Just
what?
I had put it.
This was the prince?
At one point I had put it on, there was this. So everybody knows DoorDash and Uber Eats and
Postmates. Is there a rich people one?
Yes, it's called Caviar.
Caviar, I've heard of that.
So it only delivers like high-end restaurants. And
fly it in, right?
No, they drive it in, but you get in a nice car and all. You know, like they deliver like Rue Chris, Boa, STK,
Mastro. So they only do that?
Yeah, they only do shit like that. So, bro, I was ordered type shit like that every day.
Boa takeout? It's like, no, it's an experience. We're pricing this based on the experience. And you're like, I don't give a shit.
I was just going ham. Yeah.
Damn. People like you raise the price for everybody. You're like, it's expense accounts. I don't even care.
Yeah. Yeah. But
the Delta Lounge costs so much.
I'm going to write a book one day. But for real, dog, like, there's enough not that great looking women with good jobs in LA to where you don't got to work if you don't want to.
I mean, would he get that though?
Yeah, yeah.
For real?
I can show him how to. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel like you attract that because of your aura.
Yeah, they assume you're not going to take care of yourself.
This guy can't get out the couch.
Yeah, it's like if you see a man is like this, you know, and you'd be like, let me cut up your meat for you.
Right.
But if you see you or me, no one is going to be like, let me cut up your meat for you. You exude. An air of
I exude fuck nigga energy. Is that what y'all say?
You exude the air of a prince, you know, like.
I mean, do you break out the backside though? I mean, do you like tear it up? Like,
nah, not really, bro.
So what is it?
You can lie, bro. By the time they've got fed up with you, you've already gained what you need to gain. So it's like, all right.
But also, I guess they don't really care.
Yeah.
They're just like,
I mean, they got, it's kind of like men who cake on women that they barely sleep with. You know what I'm saying?
I love that term.
Yeah, it's like the same thing, man. You got, because like the realization of life is that most people want to be spenders, regardless of what you spend your money on. So I remember early on, bro, like I grew up with some family members that, you know, were players, pimps, whatever. And one of my uncles told me, he said, if a girl will spend $2,000 on a bag, she'll give you $500 for some dick.
True.
Yeah.
What are you going to remember more?
Huh?
What are you going to remember longer?
Yeah.
Exactly.
The dick.
Exactly.
The dick. Women dick make slap it. Somebody. Remember that? Remember that? Do you remember that?
No.
So, I mean, if you get that mentality.
Dick make you slap somebody.
That's funny. As if you get that mentality, though, you know what I'm saying? Then.
And learn to exploit it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about free shit you guys have gotten. What have you got?
Tattoos, shoes.
It's free? From a chick?
Oh, from girls?
Oh, from anybody.
From anybody, tattoos from artists that are big fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, big fans.
Dude, I always say this. The casual fans who hook up young comics with small level free shit are the most important people in comedy.
Yes, absolutely.
Cable passwords, Netflix passwords, just like, yeah, you can use mine. Shit like that, where it's like.
Recently, a guy, he sent a message to my website, and my producer just read it to me like a couple of days ago, but I didn't see it. And so he sent me a cameo. He didn't want a video. He just wanted me to sleep with his ex-girlfriend for her birthday.
Was she involved in this at all?
Huh? I don't know.
He's like, win her over.
What did he say, like, if you do it, she'll be so happy and so will her pussy? So, it was something weird.
His ex.
White people.
That's how much she loves me, he said.
That's some cuck shit. That's how much
he loves you?
She does.
Have you ever fucked a chick while the boyfriend is like, yeah, whatever?
I never would.
No.
I've done it twice.
The boyfriend was there?
Well, once it was this chick in San Diego who gave me genital warts. Pretty positive.
Worth it or no?
Was the pussy good?
Pussy was great. And she made me hit her. She kept going like harder. Oh, it's one of those. God. I had a few girls like that. She's like, fucking do it if you're going to fucking do it.
Like in the face?
Yeah. And at first I was like this. I was like, whatever. And she was like, what are you even doing? Like, I don't know. I can't. I don't want to hit. She's like, fucking hit me. And I went like that. She's like, better. I'm just like. And then she was like, real. She's like, yeah.
And then she called the cops when you get up.
Yeah. Anyway, it was one of those good fucks. You know when you have a good fuck?
Yeah.
Put in a fucking show. Yeah. And it was like an hour or something. Rick Ingram was waiting out in the lobby.
Rick Ingram.
That was the boyfriend? Or?
No. He was waiting in the lobby. It was the La Jolla condo. You ever been there?
Of course.
Yeah. And so he was just watching TV as it was fucking this chick in the main bedroom. And then we got done. I was like, oh, is your boyfriend picking you up? Because it was at the bar after. It was like the around the corner from the store.
Over there by the 7-Eleven or whatever store that is.
No, by the store.
Oh, by the comedy store.
The cornerstone is like right one block away. Yeah. And so she was like, yeah. Like
Hennessy's.
Like, yeah.
It's called Hennessy's.
Yep. Yeah. It used to be the place. And then there was a shooting. And then it became not the place. It was the best. You would pour out of there. Everybody go. And she'd be like, she was like, yeah, I want to hook up with you. She was the most annoying audience member too. Kept making it about her, disrupting the show, but all was forgiven, you know? And then she's like, yeah, I'd like to fuck you. My boyfriend doesn't care. And I was like, looked at him and he was like, yeah, it's fine. She pays rent.
She pays rent.
And then this other chick, I remember this now, this other chick was like, don't do it, Ari. I'm like, what, who are you? What do you mean don't do it? Why are you giving me advice? Could have done with other
girls. How much do you not have to give a fuck about your girlfriend and let her fuck somebody else?
I think they're just open sexually where she was like, it doesn't mean anything.
Or California, you're stuck in a lease and neither one of you can afford to move out. And
well, that's if you're broken up.
Yeah.
But you're staying together.
Oh, they're still together.
Yeah. And so then we were done. I was like, you're going to get home. You got to, I think it might be pre-Uber. And she was like, yeah, my boyfriend will get me. I'm like, see how far away he lives. She goes, no, he was at Denny's.
Oh my
god!
So
she made him wait.
She made him wait at
what's
Denny's
the conversation
for
like?
An hour and a half.
So how was the dick?
The condo. Well, I'm just fucking destroying it. Yeah, what's the conversation on the way home? That's a good question, Hans.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. Your face is red.
Did he hit you harder than me?
I think fucking audience members is dangerous. That's something I've never crossed over into, dog.
Really?
No.
I'm waitresses. I don't like to hook up with waitresses, but why are audience members dangerous?
I don't know, bro. It's just something about a girl that comes to see you, and for a female to really be into comedy, I know she got some. I just be scared of that Me Too shit.
Oh, always that, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just be scared of that, dog.
Yeah. I mean, with any girl, though.
not really a girl you dating. And I mean, you know, if a girl, was
me too,
chasing you.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that could have been you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She went, "Do you have proof?" He said, hit me.
Right. Right.
No.
I mean, how much that'll cost you in court just to prove your innocence?
Right.
If you can. You got to have a written record. That's
possible.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. Let's say, well, actually, this is good for today's episode. It's all about free stuff. And they sent me free 3chi gummies. And that was like M&M type stuff, too. They had like, more like Skittles. They got a bunch of edibles. I would say go for them. They're great for plane rides and stuff like that. Yeah, talking about free shit, with the free stuff we get from sponsors. And 3chi, dude, they hooked me up. They'll hook you up too, actually. If you use the promo code Ari at checkout, you get 5% off your order. That's the number 3chi.com. I'm not going to spell .com for you because if you're too fucked up to understand what I'm saying, then you're already good on that. But if you can understand what I'm saying, you need to get more fucked up. And why don't you go to 3chi.com to do that? It's made in America. 3chi's Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC. And again, they sent me a whole bag of them that I passed around to the wait staff at the stand and the comedy cellar. And they all loved it. Free shit from 3chi. That sort of rhymes. Let's get back to the episode. Again, use promo code Ari at checkout. Get 5% off your order at 3chi.com. Great Delta 8 weed. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Guys, is your life in the dumps? Do you feel mentally just trash? Well, why don't you get some therapy? Some online therapy from BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com is just like regular therapy. It's not a crisis hotline. It's not a fucking crisis hotline. It's therapy. It's cheaper than, in-person therapy. It's easier. You don't have to get in your car, go down there. And if you don't like your therapist, you can just find a new one. They hook you up with someone who's right for you. Especially during the holidays coming up, you guys, for real. You need a little help. You need to get your happiness back. Maybe you've got anxiety. Maybe you've got just overall depression. I had depression bad. I wanted to kill myself for a long time. And therapy helped me. I didn't have enough money for it. And back then, there was no BetterHelp.com. By the way, if you go to BetterHelp.com/Ari right now, you can get 10% off your first month. But there was no BetterHelp.com. So I'd have my rich friend, Joe Rogan, pay for a fucking high-level therapist that I couldn't afford. BetterHelp is cheaper. You can afford it. And right now, you can get 10% off that first month if you go to BetterHelp.com/Ari. Guys, get control of your life back. Get happy with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Ari for that 10% Jew bonus. All right, let's get back to the episode.
That is possible. What about you? You ever had that happen?
Yeah, like a girl that like fucked me and like the boyfriend was nearby.
Yeah.
This girl came up to me and then Patrick is like this, like he just says whatever and he's
bleep
like,
the name
hey,
out. What? Hanju's a real
this,
name.
This girl wants to fuck your, you know, like he made it a big deal and then he got shy and then ran away.
Wait. He said some girl wants to fuck you.
But well, she was like talking to me and her boyfriend was there in the social group and then he was like, hey, look.
Who's he?
He's just watching, yeah.
Unrelated guy, not the boyfriend.
Comedian, boyfriend, girl. And the comedian was like...
The comedian's name was Patrick.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, so he's... Okay, so... But he was like, hey, I'm reading the situation.
Yeah, and then later when she broke up with him, then I had sex with her, but not during, but she was hitting on me while she had a boyfriend.
Scandalous.
Yeah, some hoes.
Remember that one chick you brought to Skankfest? She was hitting on everybody, too.
I know. Yeah, Christy.
I forgot about her.
Yeah, she was, I gave her like a band, like a ticket, and I drove her there, and she was just like not going to give me anything. Oh, yeah. She was just hitting on everyone.
Embarrassing. How long ago was that?
Year plus?
A year ago at Skankfest. But yeah, she's crazy. Did she ride back with you? Yeah.
I would have told that bitch you out of your motherfucking mind.
She was a problem.
Yeah, she's mentally unwell.
Where'd she live at?
LA? She's I don't know. She's around. She's traveling.
Where's she right now? Bring her over here. Another time, I had a guy goes, "Yeah, my chick will blow you," and I was like, "No, really?" And she was so hot. In some Midwestern city. I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, totally." I'm like, "Okay, sure, let's do that." And then we get up there, and she and I was like, "Let's have sex." She goes, "Okay." And then he got mad at her because I said blowjob. I didn't say sex. But he was waiting in the car. Like,
I'd rather my girl fuck somebody than suck their dick.
Why is that? Interesting.
Because sucking dick is intimate, bro.
Sucking dick is intimate. But do you think she's going to fuck somebody and not also suck a dick?
I mean, you've never fucked a girl and didn't eat her pussy? It doesn't have to go hand in hand.
Pussy, but I don't know. Maybe I've fucked and not had my dick sucked a little bit.
Yeah. Like, it just... Sometimes you don't got time for that.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have time for it. That's true. Time is up. What else free have you gotten?
Tats, shoes. Hella shoes.
Didn't you fucking shame Danny Brown into giving you shoes?
No, that was this nigga.
No, I saw you last time. I left Danny's thing and I saw you there go, "Give me those shoes, Danny. You said you would give me some shoes."
I probably was joking with him.
Hey, no, he goes, "Okay." He goes, "Yeah, you said last time."
No, that was a TV.
Oh, a TV.
Yeah. So when I first moved here, something had happened with my shit being shipped and I ain't had no TV. And I asked Danny Brown, "Could I come stay at his house? Because it's hard for me to fall asleep with no TV." And he's like, "Man, I'll buy you a TV. That's nothing." And I was like, "All right, well, let's go right after the show. Let's go get the TV."
You call him on it? Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like,
"Don't just say you'll do it."
Right. Let's go do it. And so he never bought the TV. And then the next time I saw him, he's like, "Nigga, I got plenty of TVs. I'll just give you one." I'm like, "I don't
want..." Yeah, you keep talking about it. Where's my TV, bro?
Where's my TV? Yeah. So I always fuck with him about... I got a TV now. So we good. But I always fuck with him about that.
That's funny. That's funny.
He's not a random audience member, though.
He's not a random audience member. No, but anything, free shit from anybody. Hey, wait, let's get back into this. Before we go too far, let's say some dates. Where you guys gonna be starting late December?
Late December, nothing late December.
January. I don't have anything in December.
Just go to my website, Madcaps Comedy.
No. Not just go to my website. No one's gonna do that. Just say where you are, and then if they're in Kansas City or whatever, then they'll find Google your site.
Spokane, Tacoma, Portland.
Both in a row?
Yeah, Portland, Spokane, Tacoma.
It's the wrong order. That's driving across and back again.
Yeah,
but you really can't fly out of Spokane. Love that club. Love both those clubs.
Spokane, Tacoma.
Yeah, Spokane, yeah. Tacoma.
Yeah.
If you really want a place to get, if you're into camping at all,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah,
I got a fire lookout near Spokane. Ooh. Built up, nice, 180 degree deck. It takes an hour to hike up there to get to it. He'll ATV all your shit and your beer and whatever else you want. I left him half my mushrooms last time, so he's fucking chill, this guy.
I just ATV me up there. I don't need... I don't want to hike it up. No.
And no one's around. It's on 900 acres. It's and butts up and against everybody else. You can see forever. You're up. You can see into Idaho, and you can see into Washington. And, nice. And me and Matt Edgar and Ryan...
Where is Matt Edgar? I haven't seen him in a while.
He's in fucking prison right now, waiting this fucking... on these pedophile charges. He didn't do it, but he's got all these charges.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Matt.
And so he's sitting there waiting for them to fucking clear it up.
Are you being for real?
Matt Edgar.
Matt Edgar from the Comedy Store.
The store. Yeah, yeah. The one who's from Long Beach.
He has a jilted ex-lover, or like some...
Matt Edgar, bullshit. Dan Madonia, those were the guys. Tony Hinchcliffe, Willie Hunter, those were the guys when I was an open micer trying to be seen at the Comedy Store. Yeah. Those were the it guys.
Employees.
Right, the it employees at the Comedy Store, like 2009, 2010, when I first moved to LA. You know what I'm saying? Those were 11, 12.
How did he get caught for pedophilia, or how did he get accused?
This kid, he was like... I think he was fucking a boy, like a 7-year-old.
But he's gay.
Yeah, and the kid was like, "I didn't sign up for that or something." I don't know.
Kids are like that.
Kids do be like that.
They're little sluts.
Yeah, he'll get out though. You can't trust a kid. where else? Where else you got? Spokane, Tacoma. That's a good one. I'll tell you.
Wise guys.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. And
I'll be
Vegas.
There in January. Yeah. Oh, in Vegas, you're gonna be the one.
Yeah,
I'm at Wise Guys in March. Which one? Wise Guys in Vegas in March. Vegas. February 2nd, San Jose at the Improv.
Let's go over how to do dates.
How we do it?
First, you say the city.
Okay.
Because you go February. Here's what happens to the human mind. You go February 2nd. Where is it?
San Jose.
San Jose. At the club. They hear February 2nd. You don't even hear it. Your mind doesn't even go to it.
Right. Too much information.
And then they go San Jose. Like, oh, I'm interested now.
Right.
And then where is it going to be? The club. Oh, when is it? You already heard it, but it didn't go in.
Right.
So you say city first. Then the date, then the club.
Get them with the emotional city.
Yeah, get them. I'm going to be in Kansas City.
I love cities.
I'm going to be in Pittsburgh.
I'm in San Jose.
In January.
Yeah,
where?
Yeah.
The Improv.
San Jose.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, this is why I love.
Fucking your girlfriend.
Even though, you know, people got shit to say about Ari, he chill with me. I ain't got shit to say about
him. What was
that going to say about him? I don't know, bro. I be hearing shit, man, on Black Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Larry's not like visibly nice. He doesn't look nice, but he's nice in what he does.
Me and Ari have had some great conversations with no cameras or in front of nobody, so I know his heart is pure.
Marissa, cut that
very
out.
Very pure.
I need you to cut that out. Reputation uphold. I need you to cut that out.
you can't get that. Can't get no love from a black guy.
My dog whimpering.
Yeah, you think
what's
Han,
he doing?
He think Han's about to cook him.
She's right with you. Is she whimpering? What's she whimpering for? She wants to what?
Go in Brian Simpson's room.
Oh.
She's trying to get in.
That's why she wants to go to the door? Nah. Bandit, sorry, buddy. Touch mine to the bathroom. You're good. Yeah. As soon as she does, she doesn't bark. She just fucking acts like an annoying Jewish child.
So do you consider what you just dropped on YouTube a special?
Do I consider what I did on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Was that a special? Remember we were talking about that earlier?
It was the most special.
Okay. It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Joe said that you were like going to record it and then like you've been working on it for like years.
5 years. Yeah. Five and a half. Yeah.
Why so long?
Why wouldn't you think it'd be a special? I said it in the wrong tone. Like, why would you think it wouldn't be a special?
Because of that conversation we had before the cameras were rolling about, you know, some people are like, this is my hour. This is my 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Not naming it a special.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that one's for sure a special.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that was a 5-year project.
Gotcha.
From a 20-year comic.
I didn't know the background behind it.
Yeah. No, there's clips I wouldn't put. Even if I did like an hour riffing set, I'm like, that's not a special.
Right.
That's a long, nice clip or, you know, clip it up. And yeah.
It gets way more views than any special on Comedy Central ever got, probably. Yeah.
YouTube is the way, bro. Until Netflix is offering, until you're in a position to where Netflix is offering you $10 million, when people actually give a fuck, YouTube is the way.
Yeah, Netflix had a short like peak where everyone was on Netflix, and now
10, 11, 12 until 2019, let's say, and then the pandemic too helped. But even the pandemic, they went so checkboxy, not just for like woke shit, but for like celebrities. Mostly, it was a celebrity problem. And they didn't tell any celebrity, like, hey, this isn't good enough. You got to keep working on this.
The quality was good.
Just because your name is big. You didn't work at this at all. So many celebrities put out such garbage, unprepared specials. We're like, I toured for a month. And you're like,
what's that dude they gave a special where he was just like doing music in his house during the pandemic?
That one was amazing. Burnham?
You like that?
It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Inside by Bo Burnham.
Inside Bo Burnham.
I was sad.
It just wasn't a stand-up special.
I was sad. Yeah.
What? It was kind of depressing.
Yeah, I couldn't watch the whole thing.
But there were some great moments in it.
There were so many good things in there. It made you sad? Why?
The music just...
dude was clearly losing his mind.
Yeah, say.
It might have been great, but when shit's like that, it put me into a dark place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to turn this shit off.
I get like that with some movies. Revolutionary Road. I went into depression for like 2 years after that.
Oh, yeah, the, like, suburban doldrums.
Yeah. Ugh, it's just, like, some of these are, like, fuck. That's what people, like, when they get mad at a joke, like, I didn't like the way it made me feel. I'm like, so? What are you talking
about? Life is trauma. Yeah.
Some of these movies are a mess. Shit, that made me feel, but it's still a good movie. Yeah. Don't watch.
Big facts.
So, did you do your dates?
Did I do what?
All your dates?
Nah. So let me practice it the Ari way.
Let's practice it.
All right. So San Jose, I'm there February 2nd at the Improv. Irvine, California, April 5th at the Improv.
Mexicans.
Ontario, California, April the 6th.
That's the Mexicans.
At the Ontario Improv. Oxnard, California. Hey, Whitney, come and shit it on y'all. I'll never shit on y'all. I'm there April the 9th at the Improv. Naples, Florida. I'm there April the 12th and the 13th at Off the Hook Comedy Club, and it's not on my website.
The one on the island?
Huh?
Is that the one on the island?
No. That's the one where the owner makes you call him Captain Brian.
Captain Brian. That's Captain Brian. Yeah. I never went to that. Christina Brzezinski was like, it's a vacation. It's a paid vacation.
It's a vacation.
And then she goes, it's not worth it. And that's when we were like,
really?
Hoping to make $1,200 a week. And she goes, it's not worth a vacation.
You don't think
it's
so?
Probably in a new location.
She goes, it was
now.
A really bad room.
Oh. Yeah, it's like in the middle of a bar. It feels like a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, it feels like you're in a bingo hall a little bit. But I had fun when I was there.
Yeah, I had fun.
I did it last year.
There's good crowds there.
I sold it out last year.
Maybe it changed.
Bunch of Floridians. Mm-hmm. Rich have a good time.
I mean, I'm also a black. Rich trash I'm also a black Republican, so they feel every word I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
She just says it wasn't set up. It was just such a shitty show. It was just like not full. And then it was like the best was that they put you up in this great place, but then a hurricane destroyed that place, and they put you up in a shittier place. And then she was like, there's no point.
The people that. And also, me, Hans, and William, we have an unfair disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Yeah, I'd say it's a disadvantage in most comedians.
What?
Well, I mean, excuse me, an unfair advantage.
Living in the, advantage.
An unfair advantage being on Kill Tony, because so many people watch Kill Tony when we go to these cities, and, you know, him opening for Rogan and me being, you know, friends with Rogan, and people hear us on the podcast and saw him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Everybody opens their doors everywhere we go. Like, bro, I took my girl with me last year when I was in Naples, dog.
Yeah.
Restaurant owner bought us a bottle, fed us.
Damn. That's what I'm talking about. Free shit.
Yeah. Gave us shit that wasn't even on the menu. And she's like, that's the best food I've ever had in my life.
Just cooking for it. Me and Rogan had that. Went to Joe Beef in Montreal. And they're like, we'll just bring you food. And we're like, okay. And they just bring you food.
Yeah.
And that's not even when you're not even with Rogan. That's the Rogan. That's a different thing. But
yeah,
like,
when you're a Rogan,
I'm talking about regular guy hookups.
Yeah,
that's the most necessary. Like, everyone gives free stuff to rich people because they love them so much, but they're the ones that need it the least.
They need it the least. Every time at the Comedy Store, we're like, oh, you know where that is? We got to let him for free. I'm like, let him pay. Derek Jeter can fucking pay you.
Right.
He has the money. I heard Derek Jeter walked around New York. He didn't even have his wallet with him.
He was like,
don't need it. Don't need money. Don't need ID. Just walk in anywhere. Like, can I get a table? Can I just get stuff? They'll just bring it to him.
No, I sometimes sit around and ponder, like, when I was broke and didn't have nothing, I didn't receive anything. But now that I'm in a place to actually buy some of the things I want, I get it for, like, but I get it. It's promotion.
I did. I got, people gave me, whoever Zenman is, Zenman 13 at some website. I still have his password for fucking Comcast. Like, whenever it goes, you got to redo it. I'm like, maybe it's still somehow on my computer. and that's like, guys, kept me going. I couldn't afford cable.
Yeah, I got so many logins on my TV, and my girl's like, who are these people? I'm like, why are you worried about it? We watching it for free.
Yeah,
we got HBO Max.
Yeah, why are you worried about it?
We got HBO Max, we got Peacock, Netflix.
I started a campaign, give a nug to a door guy, and it was just like, you know.
Did you ever come through the Comedy Store when I was a door guy? I had a short tenure there. I was there from October 2019 into the pandemic.
October 2019?
Yeah.
Possibly, but I was on the road a lot right then.
I don't think I saw you there.
Yeah. I was getting ready for a special. It didn't happen.
Mm.
You never came through the Comedy Store during that period either.
I did.
Did we ever have run-ins with each other?
Yeah, I saw you at the door.
All right.
You wouldn't let him in. You said he was too young.
Nah, bro. Like,
so you're not a comedian.
You're not allowed in.
People don't understand the stress at that door, bro. Like, working the door, like the front patio, bro.
Yeah.
Like, my mom could walk through and I'd be like, all right, where your ID? You know, it's just like you become a robot because you're seeing 1,200
people
at night.
I wouldn't even look. I wouldn't even match it up to your face. I would look at the year. Good. Here. Yeah. Good. Somebody accused me of racism. Sorry. What were you going
to
say?
No, I was about to say, man, it became a point at the comedy. So like, and I'll get to the second part later. It became a point at the Comedy Store. I guess I was hassling too many people to where Curtis was like, hey, if they look like, you know, they're 30 or something, like, you know, just you kind of let them.
Put them in. Yeah.
And be
so,
cool.
Yeah. So I remember it'd be people that I'd be like, all right, well, I guess they look 30. I'm like, they'd be like, I don't have an ID. I'm like, hey, just flash a credit card in front of my face.
Let me see your titties.
So
I don't get in trouble. So if the camera sees it, it looks like you showed me an ID, dog.
And then, you could show me, someone like you could show me an old Asian woman's, and I'm like, what's that year? 1927, checks out.
No, at the Comedy Store, I had a run in with Andrew Santino and Anthony Jeselnik.
Both pedophiles.
Is Matt Edgar really a pedophile?
No, that's not. But also with
until proven guilty, he's not.
with Andrew Santino. I remember he was coming through the main room, the patio, and I was like, let me see your ID, bro. He's like, I was like, dog, I didn't know who Andrew Santino was at the time. Like, you know,
I gotta check your ID.
I came from urban comedy, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know fucking Andrew.
You can't even really, black people can't even, like, visual cortex can't even see redheads.
So I'm like, bro, I need your ID. I'm like, I need your ID. He's like, come on, man. And I'm like, what? Like, he never would say, I'm a comedian. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, why are you hassling me? Why? It's like, bro, give me your fucking, or just say I'm a fucking comic.
I'm a comic here.
Like, don't give me a hard time.
He wants to get in with the least amount of extra shit possible.
And then Anthony Jeselnik, I pressured him when I was working the back door. Because I know Anthony Jeselnik, but I didn't know this new Anthony Jeselnik who's trying to be a sex symbol with the beard and the swap. You know, like the old Anthony Jeselnik was barefaced. You know what I mean? The new Anthony Jeselnik is wearing sexy clothes with a full beard and hair done. And I'm like, bro, I said, where the fuck are you? Because he just casually strolled by me. And you know, that back door going into the hallway is a stressful position.
Yeah, because that's where everybody talks and ruins the show. Yeah,
everybody.
So you got to go out and somebody's like, no, I'm a comic here. I'm like, well, comic here, you're ruining the show.
Right.
You got to go out. You're going to get yelled at. You're above you.
And people are asking stupid questions. If I go out and smoke a cigarette, can I come back in? Nah, bitch, you can't. Give me $20. Like, you know, so he casually strolled past me and it's one of those busy nights. I'm like, where are you going? Or I was like, do you know where you're going?
Are you going to the belly room? Do you know where it is? Don't go into the wrong room.
Right. Yeah. I said, do you know where you're going? That's all I said. Like,
you thought it was a customer.
I thought it was a customer. Yeah. And he said, I always know.
All white people look.
He said, I always know where I'm going. I said, bro, where the fuck are you going? like, tell me something. Don't, like, I'm trying to do a job.
I always. That sounds like one of his jokes.
Yeah. but we got good after that. Me and Santino, I don't know. I guess we're good. I don't know.
No, I talked to him. He thinks you're a pedophile.
I don't think Santino knows me, and that's cool.
Yeah, it's hard because if you let people in too easily, then so
this,
horrible things.
Yeah, this is what I had. So I was working the back door, and that's when we had a main room, a belly room, and an OR. We were kicking, doing well, but not as well as like
when I was there.
Yeah, yeah,
that was 2,000 people a night. Yeah.
But it was just like you could get in easily, go to the wrong room. So they had a back door guy there. They had a main room back door guy. Who would just say, like, where are you going? You shouldn't be in here. You can't go in this way. Because also they had their own bathrooms.
So this is before the cameras, right?
Oh, yeah, before the cameras. So anyway, I was working the back and the phones aren't there, where the bathrooms are.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's like, walks past me and he goes, I'm like, do you know which room you're going into? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to the main room. I was like, okay. He goes, I just walked right past you. And I was like, okay. He goes, I said I'm going out to smoke. And I was like, yeah, fine, go ahead. I was like, no, man. I walked past you. I said, I'm going out to smoke. And same thing, not realizing, like, I don't look human in the face. I'm autistic. You know? But he's like, I mean, I said something to you and I walked back. I was like, are you saying I'm racist? Are you saying I can't tell people apart?
Right.
And he goes, no. I'm like, then go in the fucking main room. I was so fucking quit it.
No, they get so sensitive. Like, if you don't, I'm letting you in. I'm not stopping you.
Yes.
It's like, bitch,
what you want.
I see 1,500 people a night because I don't
remember you. You're not special to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm special to you.
I don't remember you going to smoke a cigarette and now you're mad at me because I.
This is your first cigarette. This is my 30th person who went to smoke a cigarette. And not just tonight.
Yeah, they want special treatment. They're like, honor my humanity. Have empathy. It's like,
you're a customer.
Can you agree that the Monday night back door was the worst because you don't close to 3 a.m. and you got to do the fucking sign?
Wait, Monday night, is that black night? No, Tuesday's black night.
Monday night is Don Barris not finishing to 3:15 a.m.
For Ding Dong Show?
Yeah, and then remember it came downstairs to the original room? Were they doing that then? So they they do it up in the belly room. And then he bring all them off.
The sign was was on Friday and Saturday nights because drunks would come by and do jokes. Like, who would do it? It's like, it's not funny. You're not the first one to do it. Don't include me in your dumb jokes. It's already rickety.
Right. Nobody has ever fell off that fucking ladder. I'm surprised, dog.
I've been so close.
I just paid people like $30. I'm like, bro, I'm not getting on that shit. Go do that shit, dog.
That's when I realized what wealth was. Because Dice was like, I think he told me. He was like, you'll be rich. You'll be $25 rich when you can say, I don't want to do this for $25. You know? Like, no matter what, I'm not doing it. But he goes, but you're not $25 rich, so you have to go do it. Because you can't afford to give up that $25.
Who were door guys with you then?
What?
Who were some of the door guys with you?
Me, Renazizi.
Oh, wow.
Jordy Fox.
I know Jordy Fox.
Yeah, he was just getting gone. Who else was door guys? Caparulo. Aaron Cater a little bit. Who else was there? I'm missing. Oh, David Taylor, Nick Youssef, Danish O'Neil later, but probably overlapped.
When I was there, that was kind of the last of the hiring by what I called the dream team at the Comedy Store.
Who was the dream team?
The dream team was Adam Egget, Curtis Nelson. Fucking Richie. Richie's still there, but I'm saying the dream team, like Curtis and Adam together. There's a reason they're in Austin now. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
Eric.
Interesting because Richie, of the three of them, was the only one who didn't fuck children. The other two people, I'm on this fucking kick today. Brian's podcast too. That's funny because I remember Kevin Christie getting passed, and he was like one of the last ones to get passed by Mitzi, and he was like, "No, that's big. I want to get passed by this lady and not the fucking dream team."
But after Mitzi, it was Duncan, Tommy. Right?
No, Duncan was before. Duncan worked for.
Bro, a lot of people said Tommy was racist. So I took like a 2.5 year hiatus away from comedy when I had my first kid. But prior to
you
me
got
having
a kid?
Yeah, I got two. But prior to me having
what? He's black.
Yeah, I'm black, but I can't help it. But prior to me having my kid, like Tommy was giving me spots.
You know who was saying he was racist? People who weren't getting spots.
Right.
Owen Smith never said that. Ian Edwards never said that. It was the guys who weren't getting spots.
You heard about what happened at the Comedy Store with Josh Martin?
What happened?
Him and Leslie Jones fought?
What happened? Josh Martin fought with Leslie Jones?
I think Leslie Jones kind of just punched him.
Leslie Jones punched an employee of the Comedy Store in the face?
Because allegedly, was that what you say, so you'll get sued?
Yeah.
Leslie had been bumping people. And Jeselnik was like,
never like a bump.
Yeah.
So Jeselnik said what?
Jeselnik was like, I ain't going for that. Like,
Jeselnik's bigger than her.
Yeah.
He does bigger rooms than her.
Exactly. So
I love the idea that like I'm allowed to bump, so I will. That bumping shit started in a day at the Comedy Store when there were two celebrities.
Right.
It was Dice and Eddie Griffin. And that was it. And occasionally Paul Rodriguez would come in or, you know, whatever. And it was like, okay. But like, that was it. And then Mencia would do it, and then more and more people do it. But like, if you bump now, you're bumping people who would have been able to bump back then.
Right, right.
The lineup is just full of hitters. If it goes Ron White, Rogan, who never bumped even when he could, even when he's on Fear Factor, he was like, no, I'll call in. And so people are like, I want to bump. Like, no, I'd bump if I could, and I'm calling in. So no, you can't bump a guy who could bump.
So Jeselnik wasn't having it, and I guess a few other people were, you know.
I was waiting for that to happen. People were like, what? Are we so far behind?
Yeah, a few other people were, I guess.
I don't think anyone should ever bump.
Complain, and allegedly what I heard, but you know, the game of telephone.
Allegedly.
Is Josh Martin told her, you don't belong here. You know, he got the lip. Nobody likes her. That's the bad part about it.
Nobody likes what?
Josh Martin.
Yeah.
And he got the list. He's like, you don't belong here. And I guess she fired off on his ass.
She punched him.
That's what I heard.
That's what you heard. Yeah. And then what happened after that?
He got fired.
Someone punched an employee and then they fired the employee?
Well, he quit. He quit. I don't know how it went.
Fuck this. Yeah. I'm out of here.
You know Josh Martin?
Yeah, he was on Kill Tony.
Such an asshole, bro. I don't know why he's like that.
Thing is, nobody will defend an asshole. When a really nice person is accused of joke stealing or something like that, everyone's like, oh, come on. Give another chance.
Only person who fucks with Josh Martin heavy is Pauly Shore.
I like Josh.
You don't take him on the road with you?
I like Josh.
The offstage.
If you say
I like your girlfriend, I don't take her on the road with me.
If you tell me you like me, invite me on the road, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Have me on
your
what
pocket. Is the point of being liked?
That proves a point. Like if I say I like you and I have the means to, like,
no, that's a different thing. You like the person as a person versus like I've never even seen him on stage.
Yeah, but Ari, you never saw me on stage when I opened for you.
I've seen you on stage.
60 seconds at a time. That doesn't.
No.
That doesn't.
I've seen you more than that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Not maybe.
But I'm saying, in order for me to bring, you could be a horrible comic. And if I like you as a person, I'll bring you on the road.
I won't. I have the fucking, I care about my shows.
I mean, I care about my show. You need to be a certain level of comic. A certain level of comic. Let me not say a horrible comic, but you at least need to be decent.
No, if you say, hey, you're playing my hometown of, you know, whatever, the penitentiary.
Kennesaw State.
Yeah. And I notice you're gonna be there. That's where I'm from. Would you mind if I open for you? I'd be like, oh yeah, sure. If I'm playing your hometown, like you're gonna do a good show in front of your parents, yeah, sure. If you're a decent comic, you might not be the person I bring. What I like to bring his headliners would fell through the cracks. But those are hard to find. Sometimes,
yeah,
especially
because
nowadays.
Yeah, with podcasts and shit, yeah. Headliners can make.
I got Joe List a couple times. I got Becky on a couple times. Adrian Appalucci a bunch, but you know they're all like they've all moved on.
Yeah. All it takes is one good podcast to turn you over. You know what I'm saying? That's all it takes.
Let's talk about more free shit. By the way, don't forget Pittsburgh, Salt Lake, Denver.
Do you get bad altitude sickness?
No, but I get winded coming up steps, which I assume is what it's like.
So that's not the worst part about it for me.
Denver?
Denver didn't do me as bad as Salt Lake City. I had like 5 nosebleeds in Salt Lake. Because the air is so... I don't do cocaine.
It's dry.
But it felt like I did cocaine. My nasal passages were on fire.
Yeah. Sounds like they're on fire now.
Vancouver, Seattle. Wait, more free shit. What else do we got free? One time, I got one. I'm on the stage at the Comedy Store fucking with Dom Barris. We're fucking around. We fuck around all the time. And I pull my dick out all the time. My balls, especially. Balls out of the fucking zipper.
Yeah.
The Jew balls, we call them. We put them like on the mic stand. We race them up the mic stand with like 2 snails racing up. Yeah. Anyway, some guy who was there all the time, some magazine mogul. He owned like 8-10 magazines, something like that. He was just rich. You know how sometimes a rich guy will just hang out there for like a month?
Yeah.
They just love the Comedy Store. They just come all the time.
Yep.
This was that guy. Sometimes porn stars will do the same thing or hookers.
T.I. used to do it.
T.I. Yeah. And he just he was just like, Don was like, take your balls out. I was like, no, Don knew I'd take him out. This guy knew. And somebody's like, Dom's like, will anybody pay him? And some guy's like, give him 30 cents. I'm like, all right, 30 cents. That's not enough. And this magazine guy, who knows I'm going to take it out anyway? He goes, I'll give you $1,000 if you take it out. And we're all fucking stopped. We're like, okay.
I would have took my dick out.
Yeah.
Not just the balls. You would have got the whole show, buddy.
But then he did it. It was free shit. And Dom's like, I was like, do you want some of this for setting up? He goes, no. I got a job. You fucking take it.
He got that Jimmy Kimmel money.
He got that Jimmy Kimmel money. So that was big. I paid my rent. That whole month paid my rent for that.
How much was your rent?
$950.
In LA?
Back then, yeah. Right next to the Comedy Store. That big hole in the ground. That was my place.
Where? I mean.
Next to Pink Dot.
Oh, okay. That building. Yeah. What year was that?
Probably 2004.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What about you? What free shit?
During the pandemic, some woman in Germany gave me $500 of Amazon credit.
For what? Just liked you from Tony?
Yeah, no, before that. Just like, I think she saw me online or saw me in Seattle or something.
And said, here's $500?
Yeah.
That's great.
I know, I still haven't paid her back.
Oh, she was alone?
She was in Germany. She just like sent it to me.
Wait, what do you pay her back? How are you going to pay her back?
Just Venmo her some money.
Wait, it was a loan or a gift?
It was a gift.
No, you don't pay her back.
Well, gone. I got to say thanks. I haven't even messaged her.
Yeah, say thanks.
Yet. Yeah. But yeah, she was like, here's some money. And I had to check my email. It's like went to my spam and she like messaged me. I was like, I almost didn't see it. I was like, oh, this is spam. But I was like, oh, shit. Some woman actually sent me money. This never happened before.
Damn, that's nice. By the way, I'm still well over $100,000 in debt for my special. If you want to kick in some, fucking
really?
Do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For YouTube, do you get some money from
YouTube views? But it's
but
so
the views
low.
Won't the views won't views equal up so to 100,000.
Even on 4 million, 5 million by now,
you had to get a billion to make 100,000.
Yeah. You have to put like it's like when Segura and all those guys put out like a video with 1 million hits every single week. That shit adds up.
Yeah.
I'm at 5 million. It's probably like 30 grand, 40 grand.
Did you use and really then, nice cameras or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to pay a church service to get lost on the Sunday. Like have the venue on Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, please, guys.
But you'll make it back on the road.
Yeah. Make it back on the road. I want to make it back now on the road. I want to make the road. I got to pay these guys $250. Kick in. Give me $1. People are like, I'm too broke. Every time somebody comments, like, I would love to chip in, but I'm too broke right now. I'm like, and I just write back, give me $1. You're not too broke to give me. I gave you an hour and a half of time. Like, give me $1 right on YouTube. Just hit the thing.
Yeah.
Says that it's $1.
Like, you got
5 million hits, and I can't. I should have $5 million.
That's what I'm, bro. Like, okay, if I release a special, release it on YouTube for 99 cents. There's something about a paywall that some people do not like.
Because I'm saying, all right, watch it first. Don't take a chance. And then what do you think it's worth?
You have to give
best something. Best special of the year. What do you think it's worth? A dollar? You can't even give me a...
No don't commercials.
Do that. The pressure might kill you.
Your pressure might kill me. Pressure to give you that $250. Anyway, let's talk about more free shit. What are we up to here?
I love free shit.
Yeah, what else have you gotten? 50 minutes.
Not I got a Flow Grappling subscription during the ADCC.
What does that mean?
The jiu-jitsu competition with Gordon.
What'd you get?
I could watch the events live, which is like great because it's a small thing. It's not online anywhere. So it's like, yeah. Plus the Kill Tony fans and Joe Rogan fans, we have similar interests. So yeah, that was a big one.
Eddie Bravo let me train free for like 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. Which is over 20 classes.
From one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
He said I was not that committed.
I was getting into staff infections and shit. And ringworm. Yeah, I had a spider bite a bat. I was limping, I was playing pool with Rogan. He's like, "What are you limping?" I was like, "I got bit by a spider." It's like spider bites don't make you limp.
What was it?
I was like, he's like, "Show it to me." He was on like my thigh. I think he probably just wanted to see my dick, to be honest.
Yeah, he's like that.
Yeah, because when it went down to my thigh, you could tell he paused.
And then he grabbed it.
Yeah. And he was like, "That's not a spider bite, you fucking idiot. That's staph infection. It's bad.
And it's bad.
How long you had that? Like a month?" He goes, "A month spider bite? Dude, you got to go to the hospital like tonight."
Yeah, and I'm like, I definitely
can't afford that. But I will go daytime when insurance will pay for it.
Because you're a comedian and you hate yourself.
Yeah.
How long did it take to get rid of once you got antibiotics?
Antibiotics went away pretty fast, within a week. Free antibiotics.
That's
I think
so
I had
funny.
No insurance, so you had to go to the free clinic. That's what, and at night, they're going to make you pay. They gotcha. Say, like, if you don't have health care, you're fucked. I've never found that to be true. Antibiotics were like $10.
Hmm. Yeah, there's always like ways around. Like, the hospitals have, like, amnesty programs.
Deadbeats.
Yeah, you can just sign up. And it's more expensive that way because, like, it's officially, like, the hospital has to foot the bill or whatever.
Fuck them. They lose a lot of people. They're not perfect. What else you got for free? Let's keep talking on a fucking China thing.
Clothes, shoes.
Clothes is nice. Dice used to bring in all his clothes and go nuts. That was nice. Shoes. What's that shoe do you wear?
12.
That's hard. Right? I have a little half.
Yeah,
that's a hard one.
That's a hard size. I'm 10 and a half.
Damn.
What size I got you a couple have? Danny Brown shoes. Danny Brown gave
Danny
me
Brown,
shoes.
You know Danny Brown shoes are cool shoes.
They're amazing shoes.
You're 10 and a half?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to squeeze into an 11?
They're 10s or something.
Ball games. I get ball games sometimes. That's a freebie. People give you tickets. Mm. We had a fan take me and Nick Youssef to our San Francisco Giants game in San Francisco. This DraftKings guy just gave me tickets to a Yankee playoff game. He's like, "I'm a fan if you want." And I was like, he was like, "Any New York sports?" And I was like, "Playoffs?
Damn."
And he goes, "Yeah, it doesn't matter." I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah. I got a few NBA people that follow me. Israel Adesanya follows me.
Israel Adesanya. What can he get you? Free nothing.
I don't ask for nothing, bro.
Self-defense classes. What can he give you?
Whenever he comes to the States, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, hit me up. Let's get lunch."
Let's get lunch on you.
Gotta be.
Gotta be on you.
Gotta be, dog. Yeah. He's bought like an island.
Also, he can watch you eat and live vicariously through your carbs. He can't have carbs, that guy.
Nah, he can't.
We all ate with a fighter once. I forget who it was. And he was like in camp. And he was like, "Can I have one French fry?" I'm like, "Okay." And he fucking milked it. And ate it down. Yeah, it was his one cheat.
Well, he was eating all meat.
Meat and vegetables. And just had to like, oh my God. It was like so sad. Like that doesn't seem like a fun life. Yeah. What could Israel Adesanya give you? Couldn't give you a free trip to New Zealand. If you were someone who worked at the airlines, he could, but he can't.
He could beat someone up for you for free.
Beat someone up for you for free. That could be good.
He might go to jail, though.
For what? Beating someone up.
I'm sure his hands are considered weapons.
If you have that much of an advantage. Do they have like a law for that?
I think that's a movie term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your hands are considered the 90s. Because it's like they're registered weapons.
Right.
What else free have we gotten?
Food. Dinners.
What?
Yeah. Dinners.
Who gives you dinners?
Just being in association. You know, like I just told you about the dinner I got in Naples.
And
just
it's food.
Like we like doing this. Yeah,
it's food you would never buy yourself too. Mm-hmm. It's like if you're a broke comic, it's like high quality food, and not only does it fill you up, so you don't have to spend like $10. It's like enriches you too.
Yeah,
it is high quality, and they put it in with care or something like, hey. So even now, I can afford food now, but I was eating with Adrian in I don't know where, St. Louis, maybe somewhere like that, and some guy, and we're eating, and some guy's like, oh my God, hey, the chef, the staff, we saw you. And I was like, okay, oh, that's nice. Took a picture and then they left. And I just turned around. I was like, where's the free food though? That hookup. And then they came out with just some wings or something. I was like, good enough. I want that freebie.
Right, yeah. Right.
I love that freebie.
It tastes so good.
It tastes like, so good. Your comedy gave it to you.
You didn't have to work.
Directly. You didn't have to work.
Yeah, it's just free bonus energy.
Yeah, true.
Bonus energy. That would give you cake cows.
HP.
Free flights.
Where'd you get free flights?
The clubs that book us to go to.
Clubs, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
But that's the job, though. It's like,
here's a little known thing. You guys will get to this soon. When you go to Europe or Iceland or Asia or anything like that, on any sort of like festival gig, you know, or even a comedy gig, whatever, don't take the return flight the next day. You're already there. Tell them, fly me home a week later.
Yeah, stay there a little bit.
Stay there. It doesn't cost them. They don't care at all. They're like, if
they'll give us a hotel too.
No, they won't give you a hotel.
Oh, we gotta get.
But I'm like, you're already out there. You're not gonna be out there for a long time.
Right.
Just be like, now let me have a week for myself, or three days, or whatever.
Right.
In fact, you could be like, fly me to Switzerland for this festival. I'm like, hey, fly me home from Munich, and then you're like, take a train to Munich, get there, and then get home. They'll be like, yeah, whatever, I don't care.
How was it over there?
That kind of
shit. I'm supposed to be going to London in I think June.
I'm going in April.
Nice.
How are you doing?
It's someplace. Some city west.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, bro. I vape.
Edit that out.
No, that's
what's
that's,
her name?
That's an edit. That's an edit marker.
No, accentuate that. Cut out the nice accentuate that. Put that sound over all the nice things.
Some city west of London. Promo. I can't remember.
Manchester.
I think
Leeds, Glasgow, Wales.
No.
Some city west of London, New York.
It's in Ireland.
It's in what?
It's in England.
Let's see.
England.
Where are they flying you for a gig? Or is it a festival?
The West Country. Leeds.
Because I know I got
Leeds, Bath.
I know I got
Bristol.
Bristol.
Yeah, I think that's it. I know I got to fly into London. And I think
I bet it's Bristol's 45 minutes away. I
think. Yes. So, yeah. Yes.
Take a train.
The airports there are so far away from the city.
So far away. But the trains work.
Yeah.
London's great.
Yes, you're right. It's called the Bristol Comedy Den.
It's where Stephen Merchant is from.
Really? Maybe he'll be there. Maybe
you know that place? The Bristol Comedy Den.
I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm going.
Damn. Nice.
Just there for that one gig?
Yeah.
Go to London. Do some spots around London.
A one-nighter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
you
having...
You can get paid enough if you did it ahead of time in London with spots because they pay better. They don't pay Rogan money, but they pay better than like New York or LA money.
Right.
That you could pay for your like Airbnb or hotel for like another week. And then you just do workout spots in London. It is cool. You'll see what doesn't work there.
And it's like such an opportunity to be there.
How's the humor? Because I was just in, I just got back from Canada.
Canada's great.
It is, but I found myself.
He's about to make an excuse for why he failed. Go ahead.
No. I don't like
Republicans.
I failed at no shows. Okay. But there was like maybe two jokes I did. I did a joke with an Emmett Till reference, and the crowd looked at me.
Yeah, they don't. It's not their country. I'm saying that's when you find out what's a local.
Right,
reference.
Right. Yeah. But like, Emmett Till is a national reference in America.
A little bit.
Get there. Oh, maybe you don't know.
What?
Canada is a different country.
It's
not an international reference.
Yeah, they just think.
But I would figure Canada like would know about Emmett.
Might, but also not everybody knows about Emmett Till.
Yeah, that's our racism. We're like, everyone knows about how racist we are.
Yeah,
but I was in Winnipeg. It was dope.
Winnipeg is the first place that I smelled crack.
You smelled it
by the river.
Smells like burning plastic.
Did you inhale?
Yeah, it smells like burning plastic.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is that? And why are these natives just hanging out?
Yeah, bro, it's so crazy. They treat their natives or indigenous people like how Americans treat Mexicans.
Dude, I love doing that. Yeah, because it was like you make a joke Mexicans. About black people. Like, ooh, I'm like, what? Ooh, fuck you guys with your fucking smallpox and your blankets. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they were discovering the little bodies of children at the churches and. They were.
They're very nice, bro. Whatever. How boring.
They laughed hard.
Yeah. How boring it is. They make up for it with how nice they are.
Winnipeg's
they're so
not
nice.
Not a great party town.
Winnipeg is the coldest town in Canada. It's like,
really?
Yeah. They call it Winterpeg.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's how you know it's true. It's like this. It's better than statistics. It's like a rhyme, wordplay.
What else have we got free?
Hotels from the clubs. From the,
that's not part of, you're at, part yeah. of
I mean, like a total freebie.
Like a business trip.
Yeah, right. Like
like UFC fights.
UFC fights is UFC, nice.
Like boxing.
From Rogan.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it's still a freebie. It's not exactly what I'm talking about, but it is a freebie. It doesn't have to be from a fan. We were talking about it also from like chicks. No, from anybody. You did it from just random chicks.
Art. A lot of art.
Yeah, lots of artwork.
Hey, let me just say a public service announcement to all the artists out there who make art about a comedian that they like. You'd have to be a complete toolbox to hang up a painting of yourself in your own home.
Oh, shit.
So.
Don't look around.
Yes. Toolbox.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Hinchcliffe, I'm sure, has a whole room of stuff. So you need to give a painting of Hans to some other person who might like Hans.
I'm a narcissist, though.
But then what do I get out of
it? You suck. No, I'm saying instead they should paint something related to you. Maybe your hometown in Shanghai. Or
you mean Shanghai? My hometown.
Yeah, something that you would like in some way. If it was me, it'd be like the Dallas Cowboys, you know, like championships. I don't know, something. Yeah,
like a yarmulke?
Yeah. Something interesting, but not me of me. I can't hang that up.
Yeah. That's it's funny. Like a mirror.
My portrait that I just got is actually next to my podcast studio. It's like leaned against the wall. I just don't know where I'm going to hang it yet.
Yeah, hang it in the trash.
That's funny. If it's like a bit, if it's like by a fireplace and you're like, welcome. And you act like the most interesting man in the world.
So Leslie punched an employee at the Comedy Store? What did they do to Leslie?
I'm sure she got something, but allegedly they got into a fight. I'm guessing both people did something.
I bet they both regret acting a fool.
And I'm like, what the and I'm like, what is Josh Martin going to do?
What's he going to do?
He's been there forever.
Leslie's way bigger than him, too.
Leslie's bigger than me and you.
Leslie's not some
tall girl.
Was she on the Olympics? She did something for the Olympics?
No, nigga, she was in Ghostbusters and on SNL.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know her, but I'm sure
you don't know Leslie Jones?
Not really.
It's interesting. It's interesting when someone doesn't get a reference. Like the Emmett Till. You're not wrong for not knowing somebody. If you think like somewhere we all think is funny and you're like, that guy's not funny. That's an opinion, but you like have never come across
it. Right.
So it's like, huh. What else have we got free? Drugs.
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
Drugs is nice.
I get enough drugs where I could be a legit drug dealer.
Dude, when I went to the Fringe, the Edinburgh Fringe. And so the first year I went, you paid Fringe, you just charge for tickets. Then I went with a free Fringe, where it's just you finish your show, just like my special. Hey, you saw that. I'll be outside with a bucket. You thought it was worth something? Fucking put some cash in the bucket. You end up making a lot more money that way.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to pay off everybody. It's just like you pay £400 at the beginning and then like... And then the rest, it's all just yours.
Yeah.
But some people are like, oh, here's a pound, here's 20 pounds, whatever they give. And some people are like, here's some weed. Just put some fucking acid, random pills. It's like, if you're adventurous, fucking enjoy. Yeah, drugs is great. What is that, a strawberry one?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I was going to do the Fringe Festival, but.
What?
I'm not going to do it now.
Why?
For what?
What do you mean?
What's the point now?
What was the point before?
Wasn't getting no gigs.
You think you're gonna get gigs out of it? No, it is sometimes a job fair for people, but only for like a UK job fair.
Yeah.
It's like an artistic retreat.
Yeah.
You grow, I guess.
Yeah, I remember a lot of LA comics used to go.
I was about to go there again this year, but I'm considering if I should go this year.
You can charge for tickets now, right?
I won't. I still do free Fringe.
And then have the bucket out there?
I feel like a lot of people that go there have the same energy of people who are like, I have a girlfriend. She just goes to another high school. It's like, I'm artistic somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. There is a lot of that. There's a lot of that there.
How was merch sales when you do?
None?
No,
but it's not.
The good thing about
drinking all the day, it's 1,400 comedians are there. And everybody does a show a night. 1 hour, no openers. You introduce yourself. Hey, everybody, please welcome David Lucas.
So how many shows are going on at the same time?
At the same exact time?
Yeah, hundreds.
Hundreds. Oh, yeah, hundreds. And people go up from London, let's say. They stay for 5 days. They stay six shows a day. Start at 1, go till some weirdo fucking, themey shows in the middle of the night. It's great. It's such a fun place. It's just a place like you're talking to your buddy and somebody's like, hey, you want to come see a show? It's free. It's right there. You go, Yeah, all right. And you just get a beer there, sit there, and then you talk about that show. Could be terrible. Could be like a hidden gem. It's so fun. And everybody's boozing. I had one night, I had these nerd roommates, Ahir Shah and Alex Keeley and Alex Smith. And then one year we had DeRosa live with us, and all the nerds fucking picked on DeRosa instantly. They just nerdified him. But anyway, one year I was like, I drank too much. I drank 12 days in a row. I can't drink again tonight.
Right.
I mean, it's everyone. You finish your gig and you show up to these pop-up comedy bars, and it's like five of them. It's just, there's no reason not to drink. Your show's at 6 p.m. the next day.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't do it again. I'm like, I'm going home. Went back through the park, you know, to the house I was staying at. And Ahir was there with his immigrant parents, his Indian immigrant parents. And he was like, Ari, how are you? My parents are here in the kitchen. I was like, oh, say hi. He's like, come have some wine with us. And we stayed up till fucking 3 a.m. drinking wine with his parents. Like, you can't not drink there. It's so fun.
Wow.
It's the best. My agent hates it, though.
Wow.
I would love to go.
Yeah, you should. Every comic should go.
I can't believe there's not something like that here. Everything here is sort of like paid or like paid, fucking. Yeah.
You got to get your way out there. You got to live with some other guys for a while.
Yeah.
You could get your own place. Kanane did that, but he didn't like it as much. Che did that. He didn't like it as much. Gotta get involved. It's like a sleepaway camp for fucking comics.
And how long is it?
A month.
But you don't have to stay August. You don't have to stay the whole month, right?
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
If you want to experience it, you do.
That's a lot to commit.
Your stuff, your hour gets so much better. Oh. A week in, you get a little tired of it. Then 10 days in, you get like, start to get new, and by like 15, 16, you just, it's so sharp.
You think Tony gonna let us miss a month of Kill Tony?
Tony should do a month of Kill Tony's there. Kill Tony would crush there.
But I say, you think he gonna let us miss it if we be like, yeah, we're going to the fridge.
Convince Tony to go there.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing there? Do
a month of shows. A Kill Tony show there would crush. 2 p.m. show. Yeah, you have all the other comics from there because there's so many low 4 or 5 year comics there. Mm-hmm. And it'd be a chance to get on something. You're like, this is broadcast. To have the bucket afterwards. Say, this goes some to the performers, mostly to us for our room and board.
No, we should do that.
And then you do your own shows at night. That because would work.
We could.
Because a lot of guys could do 2 or 3 shows.
We could do a Kill Tony a day.
You could do a Kill Tony a day and then your own show at night.
That would be crazy. What, one Kill Tony every 30 days for 30 one, days?
They do roast battle. They did every day.
A new minute, 30 minutes of new material.
You have to get started ahead of time, but for sure. But yeah, why not?
A new minute every day, boy.
Oh my
and
God.
Then you do your own show. You do your own hour. You could do a split hour if you wanted, 30 and 30. People do that so that you're not like not able to win awards the next year. It's like redshirting. Convince Tony, go up there for a month. It's so fun. You could all live together if you wanted or not.
Yeah, it's a whole body experience. I think Tony loves the riches and the money that he has.
He'll make money there. You just don't charge for tickets. You got to just do the free fringe. And afterwards, you're like, pay, put this money in the fucking bucket.
Yeah.
And everyone does. Everyone knows the deal. I saw like their version of Chris D'Elia is what turned me. You know, like England has their version of our stuff. Yeah. So they're like hot guy with a lot of female fans and male fans, but just like got hype and good looking and on TV. And he was doing it. And no one was like, ugh, what are you doing? It was just like, it's fine. Do the bucket. I'll be out there. Fucking hit me up. And then everyone just throws in. They know it.
It's an artist thing.
The rich people are like, that was worth 20 for sure. And the poor people is like, here's £2. But you keep it all.
Yeah. It's good.
And how many people can fit in these places?
Depends. It depends. You could be in a 40-seat room. You could be a 160-seat room. You could be in a 100-seat room. It's every night. So, you know, Tuesdays, Wednesdays aren't as full.
And you could do multiple shows a night. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go do other people's shows and you make 40, 50, 60 pounds just to do like guest sets on other people's shows. And that shit adds up. That's what Jimmy Carr told me. Do every other show you can do. And then you meet people that way. You see a new style of comedy. That's how I got that fucking Jew hour. Seeing those people do that badly. And I'm like, oh, I can do that better. But like exposed to that kind of shit.
Right, right.
Sorry, I'm preaching.
No, you're good. I like it. I like listening to you talk, bro.
Yeah, if you convince Tony to go.
Yeah.
Tommy, you say he's not a real comic.
It would have to be it would have to be you, because if one of us said it, he'd be like, yeah, I don't know.
Or do this. Like, people saying we should go to Edinburgh. Fucking idiots.
Right. We got
to go the other way. Reverse psychology. Those fucking European pansies. They don't know real comedy.
I heard a lot of guys who like suck guys' dicks who are in the closet.
Well, really?
I don't know.
I would hate to go there.
We should go expose them.
hilarious.
But yeah, I mean, I love it because I think it's good to like do the flashy shows like in America, you know, like the big sold out rooms like, and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also good to
work,
be like
setting up your own chairs. Yeah. Get work.
What is the so true fun. Essence of what we're doing?
Yeah. I would help other people bark for shows. People have pass out flyers. Like, oh, come see your show tonight. They're like, yeah, I don't know if people will be here. I'm like, give me a stack of your flyers. He was like, come on, come see Hans Kim. He's really funny. He's from America. Come see Hans Kim. You got like 30 people in there for him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Thinking about it.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
You guys got a podcast together?
No.
You got a podcast.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Hans Kim Podcast. Yeah.
Mine's called Fake News with David Lucas.
Fake News. What's that about?
With a Z.
Fake News.
With a Z.
David Lucas with a Z?
No, Fake News.
I know.
Just watch it. I just talk shit.
Talk shit about the news?
Everything. Whatever's going on.
I drone on incomprehensibly in a monotone voice.
Way to promote.
I got another podcast, so I got a fishing podcast that will be huge.
It's about fishing?
Yeah. We go fishing and we podcast.
While you fish.
Mm-hmm. Hans is on it.
You're going to have 6 different podcasts that you stole that idea from them. From Comedians in Cars with Comedy, Bert Kreischer's whatever thing that he stole from Denmark TV, The Cabin.
Something's burning.
What else? Oh, the hiking podcast with whatever. I'm trying to think who else will say you stole it from them. The point is you didn't.
I'll just say come say it in my face.
Yeah. I'll come fishing with you.
Yeah.
But I won't be on camera.
What?
No.
Why?
Just audio only?
Can't really be seen with black people. Yeah, audio only. I'll be right off camera. What do you do? Have another boat off camera?
No, we bank fish. We might catch confilter fish.
You don't.
It's like a man-made lake.
It's wrong on so many levels. It's not gefilte fish. What is it? Also, it's just like fish. It's not a type of fish.
What
it's
is
like
it?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte, yeah, that one.
And it's just like fish loaf. It's like meatloaf for fish.
Well, we'll catch a gefilte fish. Yeah, let's
catch a fish. Catch a fish stick, too.
We'll catch fish stick. We'll catch Kanye West with fish sticks.
That Mitch Hedberg joke, you got to have really good posture if you want to be a fish stick.
I'm now not a fan. The way you said that, I'm no longer a fan of Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Let's do Venmo. I'll pay your fucking money.
Thank you. Can we get that on camera?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that on camera.
You're not saying your Venmo? What are you afraid? People are going to send you money? I'll say my Venmo.
They're going to
request. Ari Shafir 1. Send me money.
Send, not request.
Or PayPal. Ari Shafir 1. Okay, where is it at? Anyway, podcast.
Where you staying at?
The nice hotel room. Nice hotel. Oh, it's over.
What the fuck is really going on? This dick ain't free. You looking at me like it ain't a receipt, like I never made ends meet, eating your leftovers and raw meat. This dick ain't free. Living in captivity, raised my cap salary, celery, telling me green is all I need. Evidently, all I seen was spam and raw sardines. This dick ain't free. I mean, baby, you really think we could make a baby name Mercedes without a Mercedes Benz and 24-inch rims, 5% tint and air conditioning vents? Hell fucking no. This dick ain't free. I need 40 acres and a mule, not a 40 ounce in a pit pool. Bullshit. Matador, had a door knocking. Let him in. Who's that genitals best friend? This dick ain't free. Pity the fool that made the pretty and you prosper. Titty juice and pussy lips kept me obnoxious. Kept me up watching. Pornos and poverty apology. No, watch you buy the dick with people less fortunate like myself. Every dog has his day. Now doggy style shall help. This dick ain't free. Matter of fact, I need interest. Matter of fact, it's 9 inches. Matter of fact, see your friendship based on business. Pinching, more pinching, your pinching. Mother sense has been relentless. Fuck forgiveness, fuck your feelings, fuck your sources. All distortion, if we fuck, there's more abortion. More divorce, course and portion. My check with less endorsement. Left me dormant, dusted, doom, disgusted. Force with fuck you fingers and more shit. Porcelain pipes, pressure, busting twice. Choices devastated, decapitated, the horseman. Oh, America, you bad bitch. I picked cotton and made you rich. Now my dick ain't free. I'ma
get my Uncle Sam to fuck you up. You ain't no king.
Guys, that's the episode. Oh, all the freebies we got. All the freebies we got over the years is great. That took me back. And again, to all the people who gave out little nothings to comedians, like, I always go back to a Netflix password, a cable password. That shit got us through. It was invaluable. It made us live like humans a little bit. Free tickets to a game. Like I say, a nug for a door guy at the comedy store.
You can do it in New York Comedy Club too. It's a lot of door guys working the staff there. You can do it anywhere if they're comedians. But just those little things really did help us. So I just want to thank you again for the support, the free meals. You know, even in Edinburgh when I was doing shows, definitely if you want to give me a fucking dollar back for the special, a dollar. Give me a dollar. Go on there. Go to the YouTube thing. Special thanks. $1. If all of you did that right now, legitimately, I would be able to pay off the special. I know you're like, money's tight. It ain't $1 tight. And for all the people who did donate, I very, very much appreciate it. Just everything over the years. Those freebies for comics really, really did help us. I just still love a freebie. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about me specifically that loves free shit, but we all are thinking the same thing. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget to follow Hans Kim, follow David Lucas on social media, listen to their podcasts, and that's it. Until next week, maybe next year. There'll be no episode December 27th. So, no, I think we got one more this year. That's right, we got one more this year. And then that's it, till the first week of January. I'll probably end up doing a director's commentary of Jew. I'll do a commentary where I talk along with it and tell you how everything started and everything like that. But maybe that'll be in January at some point, like into it, because I really got to think it out first. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, click like, and watch the special, Ari Shaffir Jew. It's on YouTube right now, trying to get to 6 million hits by the end of the year. See you next week.
Free in the knowledge that one day this will end. Free in the knowledge that everything has changed. It's just a bad moment. We were fumbling around, but we won't get caught like that. Soldiers on our backs. We won't get. And fear to try to keep control when we get together. Well, then who knows if this is just a